Oh, hello. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Stars Made Me Do It Holiday Ramble Edition. You've got me, Sierra, and Mimi. And yeah, happy wintery
Happy holidays
fests.
is what Sierra's trying to
Festivals.
say there. Happy holidays.
Festivus.
Happy winter festivus. Anyway,
I
it's a
like my
low
way too,
stakes
okay?
chill. Oh, we love your way. Yes. We're just hanging. Figured we'd do another ramble, keeping it light for the end of the year. And then yeah, we're keeping it holiday edition this week.
Yeah, and we also have a couple of holiday episodes. So if you are craving some more on your, if you've got time off and are craving some more, we had a fun holiday ramble last year, and we also did I know it's on Patreon. We did a fun like Home Alone
Oh
analysis
yeah, some
and
analyses.
Grinch analysis, you know.
Ah,
So check those out.
that was fun. Yeah, the last year's ramble was really fun too. Remember, I think we went through like different drinks or different, yeah, different like Christmas festivities or holiday activities, and we were like, what signs are they? So that was a really fun ramble. But we got some new ones this year.
Yeah, and
Why don't you
if
start us
you
off? Oh, yeah, plug us away. Keep forgetting about that.
before we get into it, I will start us off, but before we get into it, don't forget to check us out on Instagram at the Stars Made Me Podcast. On TikTok, we're also at the Stars Made Me Podcast, and on Patreon, which you'll hear about in a minute. And it is patreon.com/thestarsmademedoit, our second podcast over there. If you want to know what's going on with the astrological weather, all the good stuff, we've got a Discord, we've got cool people, we've got a great community. Check it out. But
Heck yeah.
getting into this holiday ramble, so I was thinking this has been a point of contention for me and many of the people in my life. And it
Yeah.
is when.
Sierra and the world.
When do decorations come out? That's the point of contention. And how long do they stay up? That's less high energy for me, high stakes.
Yeah,
But I was thinking, yeah, what, like going through the signs and when do decorations come out and how long they should be up? But before we do that, what, like, I would love to know your thoughts and opinions on that.
yes. So I take a very Pisces approach to this. So my Mars and Saturn sign kind of win on this because I'm like, you know what? If people want to have holiday cheer in October, I don't give a crap. Do what you want. Do what makes you happy. It doesn't affect me that you have Christmas decorations. And I love that you are experiencing more joy in your day because of it. And then you're spreading more joy. Great. Go for it. I feel like people are really gung ho about Halloween, though, in October. So Christmas isn't up until at least November for most people. For me personally, we normally get our like Christmas tree after Thanksgiving, just after Thanksgiving. But I'm not opposed to having, like, we've had our advent calendar up since mid-November. You know, I'm not opposed to having reminders of Christmas. And then also all my 10th house placements play into this because I am a business owner, and so I've been living in December since September, really. I've been planning for the holiday season for like 3 months now, which it's too late now, but if you didn't get candles that you wanted for Christmas, go shop at HarveyMountainAlchemy.com. But this is a quick plug of myself, sorry. I am just living in December for like months ahead of time. So I've kind of been living in a holiday mindset. I will say, pre-Thanksgiving, I heard some Christmas music in stores and I was just happy to hear it. I didn't care. I was just happy to hear it. And part of me is like, you know, I get it because your birthday is literally right before Thanksgiving. And so Christmas can like take over. And it's like, wait, no, it's my birthday. Why is the world not celebrating that? It's like, you know, I'm not too gung ho about Thanksgiving decorations. I don't really care too much about like the big picture of Thanksgiving. I care more about just like spending time with family and like loving that quality time. But when it comes to like going into a store, I'm not like, where are the turkey decorations? You know?
I saw something funny that like came out the other. It was some sort of meme where it was like, "You guys are all so upset about the stores playing Christmas music early, but how about we come out with some like banging Thanksgiving
Yeah,
music?"
there's no good Thanksgiving music. Okay. I tried on Thanksgiving, I tried to play like a Thanksgiving playlist and I was half a song in and Mitch was like, I'm changing this playlist. I was like, damn, okay. Like, I tried.
You know, I mean, I would say the major point for me is like what you mentioned is my birthday, because my birthday is November 22nd. It's always right around Thanksgiving, and I'm a fall baby. And just as a person, I am a fall person. My middle name is Autumn, people. You know, like I am the fall season, but I love wintry, like Christmassy, magical season. I am so here for it. My mom is a Grinch. Like, she is screwed. She is not here for it, and I am here for it. But I really love that time of year, but my birthday is not during wintertime. And so I think that that really is where my passion comes from with it, where I think I'd be a little more lenient with it if not. But I still am just such a fall babe.
I guess, and this is like my upbringing coming into this, I don't immediately equate Christmas to winter because we would celebrate Christmas. We went to Argentina a couple times for Christmas, and obviously it's in the southern hemisphere, so it's during the summertime. So to me, Christmas could literally be during any time of year. So, and also I grew up in the Bay Area where there weren't really any seasons. It was like foggy or less foggy, and then like 3 weeks of sunshine. You know, that was San Francisco growing up. And now I actually do live in a state that has seasons, but like fall lasts 3 weeks long, and those 3 weeks are in October. And literally on November 1st, we got 2 inches of snow, and I was like, okay, it's officially winter. So bring on the Christmas things if that's what everyone is vibing with.
Yeah, I'm sure that seasonal stuff affects it. I feel like okay, trying to bring it back to astrology. Being a
Sorry,
Sagittarius, yeah. Being a Sagittarius, and more is more. But being a
yeah,
Sagittarius and
super
having,
holiday cheer.
yeah, I've got so much holiday cheer, but I also love the October, November, like fall magical witchiness. Also, my mom is like the fall decorating queen, and I want pumpkins and gourds to last through, you know, the I love that that can go from October to November, because I don't need turkey decorations, but I love autumnal leaves and gourds and pumpkins and colors. I love the fall color scheme going until the end of November.
So I think that this is your Capricorn stellium and your Libra midheaven, that every decor and every aesthetic has a time and place, and there are rules for when that time and place are.
Hard yes, because I will say I discussed this with my two BFFs from
Yeah,
home,
I
Julie and
was gonna
Laura.
say.
Are you listening?
Okay.
And of the three of us, me and Laura have Capricorn placements, and we're like, huh, winter and Christmas decorations start after Thanksgiving slash really December 1st. And then Julie, who does not have any Capricorn placements, was like, well, I hate to break it to you guys, it's the end of October and my Christmas tree is up. And it's like, whatever.
Hell yeah, good
But
for her.
it's so funny because her son, who is a Capricorn, is like, no, it's not. It's not like I need fall decorations through Thanksgiving. So I think there is something to be said about Capricorn tradition and really liking that things have their seasons. And yes, I totally equate all of this in like the decor in my life, which very Libra midheaven. But I also will say, because I'm a Sagittarius and more is more, I will keep that Christmas tree up as long as possible. And my husband's birthday is January 26th, and he wants the tree up till his birthday. So we still get
Oh
a
my
huge
goodness.
amount of time with a Christmas tree and with lights and with decoration and everything. But then you have my mom, who is very, very Scroogey, and she's like, if I don't come home to the US for Christmas, she doesn't get a tree anymore. And she is also like the, can I just put it up for like 2 days before Christmas and take it down the day after Christmas? And that makes me sad, but I know that there are signs like that too.
Well, there's also like, I feel like originally it used to be that Christmas Eve, the activity was you go get your Christmas tree. Like that was what Christmas Eve was. And then obviously, as like we are, oh my God, maybe I would love to get through one episode where I don't say the word society, but here we are. In the capitalist society that we live in, we've extended Christmas to last a lot longer, which means yes, we're spending a lot more money, but it also means that like we're having more joy spread, whatever. So I feel like that was the original tradition. It's like you buy your tree on Christmas Eve. That's the activity you do, and you decorate it together on Christmas Eve, sort of thing. I will say, so with your Capricorn and Libra, that's sort of where I see the like more following rules. And for me, like Aries being chaotic and Pisces not having a plan, I'm like, anybody can do whatever they want, but like I'm just going to want to get it one day, and that's going to be what we do. Like, I don't have a plan. It's just, oh, today's the day. Let's go get a tree. And this year, because we're not spending Christmas at our home or like in the state even, I was like, do we even want a tree? Like, maybe we get a little one, but I don't know. I'm not too offended. I'm not offended by other people's, like, what they do with their homes and their Christmas schedules.
I guess I don't care as much. I'm like, this is blasphemous. Like, I will say that's blasphemous. But I'm not like, how dare you put up your Christmas tree? But it's more like, I don't want to see it. No, like in Christmas in stores, in like in the decorations. Not that I don't want, like, don't send me a picture. I mean, like, with the world, like, let's talk about society. Like, I still want to enjoy pumpkins and fall time during autumn, which lasts until December 21st. We don't need to have decorations last until December 21st. Like, December 1st hits, I'm good. But anyways, I really think that the Capricorn's coming in there for that. So, want to quickly go through the signs.
Yes. Also, I didn't say, I've heard that there's this tradition of if you leave your Christmas tree up into the new year, it's a bad luck omen. My
Oh, well.
mother-in-law does that. She always takes it down before January 1st for that
I feel
reason.
like the my moms of the world invented that so that people take their decorations down. Like, yeah, it's bad luck. If we still have the decorations up, better take it down fast.
Okay, so let's look at holiday cheer versus Grinch. Who's on the holiday cheer list? Or should we just go through the signs and then we assign?
Well, I like what you said about Aries. Aries is doing their own thing, and the minute that it feels right, they're making it happen. And then the minute they're sick of it, they're sick of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And
Okay.
I would say
Taurus?
Taurus is on tradition type of side of things. But I would say that they appreciate the tradition of things, but that to actually get the decorations up and take them down, it might not happen on a timely fashion, or it might not
Yeah,
happen
no.
at all, or it might have to happen a whole month in advance in order to
I
make
think we took
sure.
down our exterior Christmas lights in like April last year.
Okay. Yeah. So these are the signs that are, while it's up there, it's gonna stay up there for a while.
Yeah, I think Gemini is holiday cheering it up.
Yeah.
They're like
Yeah.
ready whenever.
Yeah. They can definitely be ready early.
Same with Cancer, actually. I feel like Cancer's the one who has Thanksgiving decorations up. This is like such American content. Sorry to anybody who doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I think they have Thanksgiving decorations up, but I think they also are putting some Christmas in there too. Like they're not shying away.
I also will say, if we're not counting Thanksgiving, I understand more why people start decorating early. I do. But just with my birthday being part of the equation, that's really the kicker for
Like
me.
my birthday's a
Yeah.
national holiday. Like, why
My
is everybody decorating for
birthday,
Christmas?
it doesn't even have to be a national holiday. It's just in fucking fall, people. It's not in winter. Anyways.
It's in the transition of fall to winter, actually mutable.
It is the first
You're
day
being
of
very
Sagittarius
unmutable about
season.
this, Sierra.
It's the
Yeah,
first
first
day
day of transition.
of Sagittarius
I
season. Oh my God, I'm
know you are.
getting
I
heated.
know you really care. Sorry,
I
my
really
Aries is not.
care. Okay, Cancer. I don't know. Cancer could, I think, could go either way because they're either like Christmassy holiday times mean so much to them that like we started it in October, or on the spectrum of Capricorn tradition, like, we want to they probably have decorations up for Christmas, winter, and then on holiday, like on Thanksgiving, they put out decorations for Thanksgiving. You know?
Decorate Thanksgiving's a one day decor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Leo. I just see Leo putting up Christmas as early as they can too.
Yeah, I agree. Yep. It's like, let's be bright and shiny as long as possible. And who cares about fall, anyways? Because we want this to be like the
Yeah, my
joyful
birthday's over.
time.
Who cares about fall? Winter's closer to my
Exactly.
next birthday.
Exactly. Let the Sagittarians have our moment, Leos, okay?
Virgo is traditional. I mean, it's just kind of like Earth. All the Earth signs are going to be quite traditional.
Yeah, and I think that they have it very pegged out as to when the transition happens for the
Yeah, it's like at noon on December 4th, we put out Christmas decorations.
Exactly. Like the we have the
Every year.
bins ready of any autumnal decoration to go
Oh my God,
into.
don't even get me started on holiday decoration storage. What a nightmare. It's like
It
a
is
crapshoot
though.
every year in this
I know.
house.
It's like it is such I mean, the variety of bag/bin/box that I've got going on for different holidays, and like I really need to. Any Virgos want to come and help me organize my life?
I
I'm
think
in
we
need of
just
help.
need like personal assistant Virgos for every area of life, honestly.
Yeah, but organizing my physical like belongings would be helpful.
Yes.
Okay,
Libra, they have a beautiful decor for every holiday.
They do, and I think that they would hold out in the fall decor, but they would start sneaking in some like Christmassy, like, well, I'll just put the lights up because the lights are really nice.
Because it's
And they
dark
would add
out at
to
night.
the, yeah, exactly. Like, we'll just start. I think that they are cardinal. I think they'd start, like, you know, edge it into the winter season when fall is still happening, but it would be very nicely done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got good bins, too, I bet.
Oh, yeah. On the outside.
Yeah,
What's
on the
going
outside.
on the
The
inside?
Inside's
I don't know.
A fucking mess, but.
Yeah.
Libra,
I
good
feel
bins.
like Virgo is the type of like the clear bins, so we know exactly what's going on. And Libra's like, let's get the solid ones and we'll just put a label on the outside.
This is the real content people want. Who has the best bins?
Oh my God. Whew. And Scorpio.
Scorpio's like, it's still Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really
as an
like
archetype.
As an archetype, but they're the December 1st people, not even after Thanksgiving. I think that they're the, we're really going to push it till we don't have skeletons around anymore.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, even
okay.
the turkeys are skeletons on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Just like spooky, spooky turkeys.
Spooky turkeys. what about Sag? I'm too close to this. What do we think about Sag?
Yeah, Sag is definitely archetype, like, is definitely mega holiday cheer. So I think they're like, they're going all out for everything. And I think that if they celebrate Thanksgiving, I think it's similar, like, to, was it Cancer, where they have Christmas decoration up, but they decorate for the day of Thanksgiving.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll accept that. Welcome back to Please Don't Skip This Ad for our awesome Patreon group. We would love to have you guys as a part of our community. We are chatting with people on our Discord. We have a whole second podcast over there, and it's a really, really good time.
Yeah, if you like the vibe of The Stars Made Me Do It, you'll definitely love Transits and Tangents, which you can find on Spotify and sign up through Spotify. It takes you directly to Patreon. There are three tiers that you can choose from. You could be a pop star for just $3. It's basically a cheap diner coffee where you just get access to the Discord community and you can chat with us at any point. We're there day and night. It's a lot. And then you can get episodes 5 days early every week too. So you can hear the episodes that come out on Sunday, on Tuesday every week. And then you can also just support the Firestorm, which we would love. Our second tier is the Rock Stars for $6. Consider this like a Starbucks coffee. Again, you can join us on Discord. You get early access, but you also get exclusive episodes every other week. So you get 50% access to all of the second podcast. And then our last tier, the third tier, it's our Superstars, the most popular. It's only $9 a month. This is like your favorite local coffee house with all the bells and whistles. You get the Discord, you get early access, and you get 100% of the exclusive episodes every week. You can also guest on an episode if you want. Where we do some analysis, which we're basically talking about on Discord all the time anyway.
We have such a fun Discord community, such a fun Patreon community. It is really like all the behind the scenes chat that we get to do. We talk about fun, different analysis that maybe we'll do one day on the podcast, but we also get to know you. And that way, when we're going mm-hmm. over the transits of the week and we're talking about the astrological weather report, it's not just about us, it's about you. And so if you're interested in how the planets are actually affecting you on a personal level, then this is really the place to join us. Also, we just, it's a lot of chatty good times, and it's a little more silly. And so we got super education of what's going on, and we have silly get to know us, really, like, we're a community over there. So check us out. We'd love to have you. And we do have free trial going on if you'd like to dabble and see what it's like.
Yeah, 7 days free trial. So go join us on patreon.com/thestarsmademedoit.
And now back to the show. Capricorn, like we said, traditional as fuck.
Very strict. Yes.
And, you know, it's coming out. Maybe their strictness is after Thanksgiving it starts. Maybe it is December 1st it starts. And it also probably isn't going past New Year's.
Yeah, new year, new house.
Yeah.
New decor.
Yep.
Nudity.
Nudity?
Like of the house. Like the house is naked. No decor. I'm sorry. That was very Martha-like.
So stupid, and I really liked it.
Also, not for anybody who doesn't know, we said that's very Martha-like, and then we went, that's very stupid. Martha makes the most hilarious comments, and
yes,
that was just very a very Martha-ism thing.
It was
say.
In Martha-ism spirit.
New Year,
yes.
Nudity.
He just took a big sip of tea and is trying to recover. This is just gonna be content. Silently laughing for way too long as Mimi tries to not spit out her tea. You're so red.
Okay, we're good. How much of that do you think we'll edit out?
Oh, Jesus. Man. Yeah, that however much laughing you actually heard versus how much I edited out of it. No, it was a long time.
That's gone.
And we're both crying.
Oh god. Why did I sip? I'm gonna cry.
Okay.
Where were we?
I'll tell you Aquarius. Where we were. The sign that will never cry. Aquarius.
Yeah, literally.
Okay.
What is Aquarius doing?
Honestly, I think like everything else in life, who the fuck knows? I think that there's just, I mean, I'm married to one. He wants the decorations up till his birthday, January 26th.
There you go.
But like at the same time, it is really sweet. But then you've got like my Aquarius moon mom. That's like, like, ain't nobody got time for this.
And it's what they want.
It is what they want. I feel like Aquarius is either so full of cheer or like so like, fuck society. I'm not doing this capitalist, like, you know, holiday just to like, you know. So I really feel like it's either way to the extreme with them.
That's true. You know, I feel like both Capricorn and Aquarius will take down their trees a little bit sooner because for the same reason that you don't want Christmas decorations to go up too early, because then it's like, oh, my birthday is just lumped in with Christmas.
Oh, yeah, because there are some early Capricorn. I mean, sorry, early Aquarius right after Capricorn. Yeah, it depends. I really think it depends. But they're gung ho, like inflexible with it.
Yeah. Yes. I agree.
And Pisces,
I think is like, spread the joy, spread the cheer.
Pisces has their Christmas tree up since October, and I'm thinking of one particular Pisces sun and moon that I
never
know
took it down
that has had it up since October, and I'm like, it's not even Halloween, and they're like, don't care, I love Christmas.
It's just is so conditioned in our minds of like Christmas time, holiday time is cheerful time. Like, that's what's ingrained. And so I feel like you see a Christmas decoration. Like, the first time I heard Christmas music, I was like, oh, yay. Like, there's a pep in my step.
Yeah. Yeah, I went, oh my God, I got to go to Disney for my birthday, and it was in the they had their Christmas decorations up, and I was like, okay, if anywhere in my life I'm gonna have to be exposed to Christmas early, I accept it being Disney. And
Yeah.
it was
It's just
great.
so unlike you to take, like, it is like you, but from what everybody sees of you, it's so weird seeing Grinch mentality come out of you.
I got a Capricorn stellium, people. Come on, the Grinch is totally Capricorn
Yeah.
energy. No, it's, I mean, I know that is really funny and bizarre, but I will say they have, like, Disneyland has just instrumental Christmas music playing throughout the whole area, and
Yeah.
it's lovely because it's not like when you go into a store and the same song that you heard in the last store is like looping on the playlist. It's just like really beautiful instrumental, and everything was so, like, my Libra Midheaven was lit up by like the classiness of the decor of everything, and so I really appreciated that energy
Yeah.
for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that,
Let us know if we got you right
let
or
us
totally
know.
wrong.
For real. Ooh. Yeah, tell me what you got.
I love this. Wrapping paper is ruled by Saturn. Isn't that great?
Oh.
It like contains the present.
It does. It has purpose and structure.
Yeah.
And
Yeah,
it
yeah,
could be like very, it's resourceful. It could be made out of anything, or
yeah.
could be totally, lovely.
Yes. Would you rather return a gift that you didn't want or receive a gift card? And what placements do you think you attribute to that?
Would you receive a gift that you didn't want or a gift
Return a
card?
gift that you didn't want or receive a gift
Oh.
card.
Oh, that's a hard one. And I'm kind of like in this mode, like coming off of my birthday on this
Yeah.
energy. I think I'd rather return a gift that I didn't want if it meant that I could exchange it for something else, like it wasn't just like a goodbye forever, but I could exchange it for something else, because I think that there's something that with an actual exchange or return that you have to go and do, then I know that I'm going to pick something else out that's going to make me happy and it's going to be a surprise. But when it's like, and I actually got to unwrap something, and so it almost feels like an extension and a lot like an extra, oh, I didn't think I was going to get this pair of shoes that I wanted, but since I'm returning this, I can get that pair of shoes. Whereas when you get a gift card, I think sometimes it's like I end up using it for something practical instead of an actual gift.
Oh, yeah. What placements do you think you attribute that to?
For me or for just the thing in general?
For you, yeah.
Yeah, I would think that something is very tr like it's the more transactional gift card situation. Like, well, if I have $50 on this gift card and this, these groceries that I'm buying come up to $50, I'd be like, oh, I'll just use that because then I won't waste it. I don't know. There's something
Whoa.
that would, yeah, I rarely would, I don't know. I really
I was so
appreciated.
surprised. I feel like I just got my first gift card as a present this in like my birthday this year or something. And I didn't, and also with like a couple of little things, like my mother-in-law gave me a couple of little things and then she gave me a gift card to TJ Maxx. Love TJ Maxx, sponsor us, please. And then, and like, you're not gonna get groceries at TJ Maxx, So like, unless they're getting you a gift card to your local grocery store, which that's just bizarre.
Oh, my brain just went to a Visa gift card. Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
If it's
okay.
like a specific gift card, love a Barnes and Noble gift card. Love, like, yeah, if it was a TJ Maxx gift card, okay. All right. I have a different perspective. I'm really okay with either one.
I think return a gift you didn't like is very Capricorn, and then receive a gift card is very Aries. It's like, thank you. I see what you put in this, and now I get to choose what I get. And I don't really care about like the thought that you put in or not.
Yep, I can see that. I can totally see the
Yeah.
Capricorn part of the exchange. Yeah, or the return.
Would you rather get someone really hard to shop for Secret Santa or not be anybody's Secret Santa?
Oh.
First off, what are the signs?
I'm way too close and personal. I'm like my husband, the Aquarius, would be like, I just don't want to have any Secret Santa. We don't need to do Secret Santa.
Yeah, my
And
sister, the Scorpio, opted out of the family Secret Santa because she was like, I don't want to do this.
oh my God.
Which you would think for Scorpio, like the secrecy, it would be the fun part, but
You
it's
know
too
what?
much.
I'm gonna like weirdly place my Cancer South node as the winner here of being that person that it's really hard to shop for. I fucking love gifting things to people and finding something that a really like difficult, gift giver person would love. I love that. And I feel like that's my Cancer South node. Like, I know what makes you feel loved, and I'm gonna find it. And then that
Yes,
Capricorn
totally.
North node of like, and I'm gonna purchase it.
Yes. I will achieve this thing. Yeah,
Yes.
totally. I think the Cancer and Pisces are both like, yeah, give me the really hard person to shop for.
Yes. And let me get
And then not be anyone's
creative.
Secret Santa, Aquarius and Scorpio.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because even like, because I feel like Virgo can get like looped in with that Scorpio and Aquarius sometimes, but I even feel like Virgo would be like, I can math this out,
Oh
like
yeah, I can figure it out. They have told
yeah.
me that they like this, and they have also told me that they like this, and I have found this thing that has both of these things.
Exactly. They could calculate it and get a perfect gift. Yeah.
Formuli. Yeah.
Formuli.
SpongeBob stands over
Nudity.
there. Your nudity. Okay. What are these signs? Would you rather have to cook the big holiday meal every year or have to clean up and do the dishes after the holiday meal every year?
Okay.
Cancer versus Virgo.
Yes,
Although actually I think the
absolutely.
Virgo would like to cook the big holiday meal because it's like so many things and they have it mapped out and they have a good schedule for it.
Yeah. But I also
So
think that
actually,
I think that
the
Virgo would be
role
so
that
good
And
for
they'd be good, but
the
I don't think they'd want to. I think that actually Pisces would want to do the cleanup because the person who does the cleanup after a meal, like, this is the person who steps away and lets everybody else enjoy quality time together. That's the role that I feel like I've taken on when I'm like having meals with in-laws. I'm like, okay, you guys, like, you're the core family. I mean, I'm part of the family too, but like, I'm like, you're the core family. I'm gonna go do the dishes. Like, you guys chat, laugh, whatever. And I feel like that's my Pisces placements.
I really like that because Pisces is the, I could see Pisces like being the, you put in all this effort into cooking. I'm going to reciprocate and give thanks through the cleaning part of it. But then I also like, there is that, I think there's one part of the Pisces placements that is exactly what you said of the, you guys go spend time together, I'll opt out. And then I think that there's the sacrificial, like, martyr Pisces that it's like, well, I'm just gonna do it because nobody even
Also me.
notices. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for calling me out. I was like, aren't I the sweetest? I let you guys your family
But there's totally that angsty Pisces that's doing the dishes
Yeah.
after a meal too. And nobody asked them to do it. Everybody's glad they did, but
Yeah.
yeah.
And then having to cook the big holiday meal, like we're gonna put that to Taurus, but I don't think it's Taurus. Taurus wants to eat the big holiday meal and then also not clean up. Like that, they're just like sitting there the whole time.
I mean, my Capricorn parents are really all about the cooking the big family meal. They're really about that. And I think that Cancer can obviously be there too, but I think Cancer is part of the hosting. And I think, maybe part of the baking, or I don't know, but
Like
my
serving
Capricorn.
drinks, like noticing when
Yeah.
people's glasses are low and getting
Yeah.
refills, stuff like
And
that.
I do have a Cancer aunt too, who is so good with the family meal. But I just want to put that on that axis, the Capricorn Cancer axis. It's going to show up differently, but they really like, family is so huge, and tradition is so huge, and food is huge for both of those too. It's like the nourishment that we're taking care of, a tangible need for that Capricorn energy, and it's like the love that went into this meal from the Cancer energy.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
So that's what I got.
Love it. Love it. I have, possibly to end us off here, I have a pick two signs that you would want to do this with, holiday edition.
Love it.
Yeah. So we have, well, I guess coming right off of this, this is a little too perfect. I don't know. I wrote, which two signs would you want to cook a holiday meal with? But we can pick two signs. So, but you as this Aries,
Yeah.
Taurus, Leo energy, which two signs would you want to cook a holiday meal with?
So I definitely can head chef that shit and like will do it by myself. So I need someone who's like mutable and who's okay being bossed around in the kitchen, aka not my partner.
Well, when Mimi visited for my birthday a couple years ago and took over Thanksgiving because I would have drowned without her, that was fantastic. And I will say, Guillaume was really good at being like
Yes.
bossed around in that way because he wanted to learn. And he's got Gemini energy,
Yeah.
but he's got
I kind of
Aquarius,
liked
like,
the Aquarius too. Like the fact that he had the Aquarius, but he had the Gemini to support and like the thing with Mitch and I, whenever we cook in the kitchen, it's like, okay, who's the lead? Because once we establish who the lead is, we know because we have some tension. We're both Taurus Aries blends, all right. And so in the kitchen, it took us a couple years to realize that we can't like be equals in the kitchen, okay? So we have to determine who is the lead and then who's the assistant. So I mean, and Mitch has a Virgo moon too. So, we determined, especially for Thanksgiving, I was like, okay, you're on turkey, I'm on pie and rolls. And like, if I need help, you'll help me out, kind of thing. So I feel like, yeah, some mutable placements. I think honestly, maybe even a Sag, because for me, when I'm like, oh my gosh, how am I going to cook these four things at the same time? Like, Sag will help me see the bigger picture and be like, well, this takes 3 hours to cook, so better start that now, kind of thing. So I think I'm going to go Sag. And then I think I'm gonna go. I think I'm gonna go Virgo. I mean, of course. I feel like always Virgo is an answer in this. What about you?
Always Virgo. Virgo's
Virgo's is
such
the
like
most useful.
whenever there's like any sort of task, just bring Virgo, please.
Yes. Yeah.
Just from personal experience, I'm going to say Capricorn because even though I've got all my Capricorn placements, this is not like a run of business situation. Like I have no desire to be boss energy when it comes to cooking. I have no ability to be boss energy when it comes to cooking. But I have the Capricorn placements, so I can have them activated. I have those skill sets, but they are just not in that category. And I really function well with all of the Capricorn interactions that I've had with kitchen. I need somebody to take the lead. Who would I want to cook a meal with? Like besides that?
How about Aries?
Yeah, would Capricorn and Aries work well together though?
You and me?
Oh, of course, me and you, but I'm like, if I already chose Capricorn, would Capricorn and Aries, would those be
Yeah, that's
in the
fair.
same kitchen?
Yeah, have you already got what you need out of that cardinal sign?
Yeah. But for reals, though, the best meal that has ever been produced in my kitchen was the meal that you made. So, I mean, I kind of have to say. Maybe an
Maybe
Aries sun with
Taurus.
a Taurus moon. That might be a good pick for me.
Maybe specifically. Yeah. That
For
honestly
reals.
was such an achievement. That was so fun.
Oh my God. My in-laws were shook. They were like, what?
I'm like shocked I managed
So
that.
good.
That was really
Yeah.
fun. All right, what's the
All
next one?
right. Which two signs would you want to decorate the outside of the house with lights with?
Oh, okay. I need someone who's like actually time efficient. I'm definitely gonna go Libra for what looks good. Like
Yes.
to say, actually, Mimi, your plans suck. We're gonna do it this way. And we're like, great, thank you. Although they'd say it much nicer and I would leave feeling like it was my idea. So thank you, Libras. And I honestly, I think I'm gonna go Taurus. I think I'm gonna go Libra and Taurus because Taurus is the one who I feel safe with like a ladder and tools and, like putting in that work.
I was gonna say Libra and Virgo, but I can also see Libra and Taurus. Taurus energy would make sure that it was done well, but Virgo energy would also make it sure it's done well. But I think that they're being my
They might be a
fiery.
little perfectionistic.
They could be, yeah. But with that
Where
Libra vision,
I
and
feel
like,
like Libra
I don't know.
brings the like, yeah, the vision, enough vision. And if Virgo's vision is a little bit different, then they could clash.
True. But I think that for me, I think in general, yes, I agree with you. I think for me, I would work best with those two signs doing it. Yeah.
Actually, you know, now that I think about it, Libra and Taurus, Libra might care too much and Taurus might not care enough. So that's perfect, actually. Never mind. Balance it out.
All right, who would you want to build a snowman with?
Oh, well, I'm so biased. I like building a snowman with Mitch, so I'm gonna go with Taurus on that one. I don't think it
Yeah.
takes three people to build a snowman.
Oh man, I got snowed in one time on freaking spring break with the archery team, and we had like six of us building this epic snowman. It was so good. It was so good. There was actually a lot of fire energy going on there. I was with two Aries, an Aquarius. Actually, maybe I was with two Aries and two Aquariuses. What a time. What a time.
Okay,
Yeah.
I've amended my answer. So definitely Taurus, because the Taurus is going to keep us on track. Like, I get tired halfway through a task, especially if it's not a necessary task. So I'll just like sit in the snow and watch Mitch make the big
Yep.
snowballs.
Yep.
But it'd be nice to have a Pisces there, you know, to be in flow with me too. And be like, okay, yeah, now we're taking a break. That's cool. But also, like, let's go find some cool rocks for the eyes. Basically, treat me like a child when we're making snowmen.
I love that. For some reason, I feel like I would want a Leo for this task because
Oh,
it's like
yeah.
almost like it's a childlike activity, but they would make it so fun and they'd get
Totally.
super excited about it. And I don't know, I feel like that would be the stay power energy because I too would be like, I'm tired of making this now, but like a fixed
This is a
sign
lot.
would
Yeah.
keep going, you know?
Yes.
I think that Leo and I love the reasons why you said Pisces, but I think if there was me and a Pisces, it wouldn't happen.
Wouldn't get done because Leo would be like, you guys having fun over there? All right, I'll come.
Maybe an Aquarius, because honestly, when
Yeah,
I made that crazy snowman, it was with like Aries and Aquarius energy. And so if I got Leo and Aquarius energy, that could be a good time.
there you go. There
Yeah.
you go. There was one year where I was super ambitious and I was like, let's go make an army of snowmen in our backyard. Guess what we did? We made one snowman in the front yard, and I was like, that's good, we're done.
Yep.
Back inside
Yep.
now.
Oh, yeah. It's like great big ambition. And then, you know what? I'm a little cold. And you know what sounds
Yeah.
better? Hot chocolate sounds
Hot
better.
chocolate. Yeah. I'm little cold.
right. My last one is who would you want to be snowed inside with?
Okay, definitely someone who likes a board game. Okay, definitely a Leo. Definitely a Leo. Entertain me, please. And I kind of want to say Capricorn. I don't know why I'm attributing this to Capricorn, but I feel like they would have a good arsenal of good movies to watch, or like good games that we can play without actually having the game. Feel like they could take a leadership role there.
I really like. I love being snowed in, and that was always some of the best times. Like if we like lost power when I was little, we used to like build up a really big fire, and then we would bring the couch up really close to the fireplace, and then you know we tell like stories and everything. And I used to ask my parents, can we pretend that like the power went out so that we can you know just
Oh,
pull the
cute.
you know? And I like made sure all the lights were blocked out, like not even like a little light. I'm like, no, we need to be authentic here. And
Needs to be in a cave.
yeah, but to be snowed in with, I feel like you need a balance of somebody to entertain you if it's getting boring, and also somebody who's like really okay if we just all want to sit and read or just watch a
Yeah,
movie, you
that's
know?
exactly it.
Yeah, and I can see why you would pick Leo because Leo could be, I think, both of those energies, but
Yeah.
Leo Capricorn is a really good mix. But honestly, I think Cancer would be great. I think Cancer would be great to
Oh,
be
you're
snowed
right.
in with because they would be like, let's make cookies and let's cuddle on the couch and watch a movie. But then they're also cardinal. They would be great to play a game with, you know?
Oh, you know what?
And
I might switch to Leo and Cancer. You're so right.
yeah, I think the
Sorry,
Cancer
Capricorns.
energy, what'd you say?
I said sorry to the Capricorns. It was like
Oh, okay.
whiplash.
You're not warm enough. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Love my Capricorns. They're my favorite people to be snowed in
Yes.
with that I've done it with before. I would say Cancer and oh, it's really hard. Maybe Leo or maybe Libra, because Libra, I think, would just be so down for whatever. And I think that's a nice energy that would be, or even Pisces, a Libra or a Pisces. They'd be down for like making things creative, doing a little crafty project. They'd be both be down for movies.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I like that.
All right.
Slaves are ruled by the moon. Yeah, I know.
Interesting. That makes me think of the tarot card, the Chariot.
Yes. Ooh, yes, it does. And then ornaments are ruled by Venus, which is pretty classic decor.
Oh yeah, they're like jewelry for your tree.
Jewelry for your tree. Yeah. I got my tree some new earrings. Check them out.
Yes. This is like one of those chunkies, like mid-2010s necklaces for the tree. It's,
Yes, for the tree. Yes, I got my tree a skirt.
Yes,
Yes.
exactly.
There you go.
Oh,
Happy holidays.
happy holidays. This has been fun. I hope
Yeah.
everybody is enjoying whatever the weather is wherever you are for this time of year.
Yeah.
And if it is nice and chilly and maybe snowy. Hope you're staying cozy. Who are you staying cozy with? Let us know what signs.
Oh.
And yeah, this has been
Yeah.
great. And
Happy
happy
holidays. Hope you're
end of the
enjoying.
year.
Yeah, end of the year. Really excited for next week's episode.
I
We're
know,
gonna
I
have a
know.
guest on. I'm so excited for you guys to hear it and let us know what you think.
Absolutely. Well, Mimi, why did we holiday ramble today?
Because the star on the top of the tree made us do it.
Oh my God.